one of the most remarkable upsets in golf history, Europe won the 34th Ryder Cup over the weekend. The European team beat the United States by dominating yesterday's rounds of singles play. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
So what happened?
Well, I would say it was well summed up by Sam Torrence, the European captain, on Saturday night before the singles with the score tied 8-8. He said, you know, the Americans have one tiger, I have 12 lions. And that's exactly the way Europe played yesterday. They played like lions. They had more heart, more guts, and they deserved to win. It was great theater to watch. And I think the matches were summed up by Colin Montgomery, who's never won a major championship, who's known here in the States as a choker, who won four and tied one. And Tiger Woods, on the other hand, who's known as a great competitor, struggled again, only going 2-2-1. And that was the difference, if you break it down, between the two teams.
Or did Sam Torrence outcoach Curtis Strange?
Well, Sam Torrence took a huge gamble yesterday. He put his seven best players out first. A commonplace strategy in the Ryder Cup when the matches are close and 8-8 is close is to backload and play your best players at the end because you assume the outcome will be decided there. And that's what Curtis Strange did. He played Tiger Woods last and Phil Mickelson, the world's number two player, second to last, and had four top 10 players at the back end. Well, what happened was Europe went out. Montgomery won his match leading off very easily. They built momentum. They got the crowd behind them. You could hear the cheers all over the golf course for the European team, and they rode that wave to victory. So I would more give Torrence credit for a gamble than take a shot at Strange.
The Ryder Cup is not Tiger Woods' thing, is it?
It really isn't. He just can't seem to get into something emotionally that isn't winning major championships or being the richest man in the world. Those seem to be his two goals. He didn't play poorly, but he didn't play like Tiger Woods. He didn't play like the number one player in the world. And the crack that he made that we talked about last week, 2 weeks ago, where he said he'd rather win an individual event than win the Ryder Cup, says it all. Because if you lined up the 12 Europeans and asked them that question, they'd start laughing at you because it's such a ridiculous question to them.
Now, these matches were supposed to be played a year ago, but they got postponed because of the September 11th terrorist attacks. Was that a factor in the outcome, do you think?
A lot of people may think that it was. I don't think it was a factor at all, because a lot of the players who were playing poorly, particularly on the European side, played very well and stepped up their games. And again, I think that gets back to the fact that the Ryder Cup is the holy grail in Europe, whereas for the Americans, when they get there, they want to win, they care, but it's not nearly the same thing. The Europeans are a team in the truest sense of the word. The Americans kind of say, okay, for a week, I'll put up with being part of a team.
So is there an upside to this loss?
Oh, I think there are a lot of upsides. I think it's great for golf to have the underdog win. It should reinvigorate the U.S. when the next Ryder Cup is played outside Detroit in 2 years. It'll make it more of a big deal for American fans and American golfers. The thing I hope is that all the Americans use the way the Europeans, players and fans, behave this weekend as an example, because it could not have been better than what you saw over there.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose new book will be published next month. It's titled The Punch, One Night, Two Men, and the Fight That Changed Basketball.